fighting for America.
As your commander-in-chief, I will not commit you and the rest of our armed forces to fighting another ground war in Iraq. They can secure their own country's futures.
Fighting for Idaho.
I think these guys got to realize that they're role models and they can't be doing things like what they're doing today. They need to recognize that, hey, look, if I do something like that, I'm going to get suspended or banned from the league.
Fighting for you.
Congratulations for the Marconi Award. Did you have to speak Italian to receive that?
Yes, I like these very much.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the Morning.
I'm so proud of you.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And coming up, we'll talk to our great friend Harley Brown. It is 8:05, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Thank you all for joining us at 580 KIDO. Don't forget, coming up this Thursday, we'll be at Foothills Christian Church at 7 o'clock at night for a rally to stop domestic violence, a rally to stop child abuse, a panel of experts designed to empower you with the information, with the passion to stop this just horrible, horrible actions going on here in the Treasure Valley and around the country. You don't have to sit back and take a look at the NFL. You have to look at what's going on right here, and we have the power to stop it. Back to the phones. We go to Linda in Emmett at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm living the dream.
Good, good. I am, too. So this panel that's going to be put together for Thursday night sounds... it's a good place to start to tell the women that, you know, you can get out of this. This is what you can do. The rescue mission sounds like they're stepping up to the plate with it, giving women a safe haven so that A, the abuser does not know where they are, and B, a place to feel safe. And when I was going through it back in the 70s and early 80s, there was no such thing. You know, you said, well, just pack up and leave. Well, the psychological games that go on, especially if there's substance abuse in the home, you don't think you've got the capability to do anything on your own because you've been beat down so badly psychologically that you feel like you're worthless. It took me going through an event that ended up with my three kids in a foster home, and me up on charges of child abuse and child endangerment, and child desertion. It's not called, it's a different word than desertion, but that's the only word I can think of, child abandonment. And I was, you know, I had to take a letter to the court from my doctor. I had to jump through all kinds of hoops to get my kids back. But I did. And when their father called and said, well, I'm willing to come home, I'm ready to come home, I can't repeat on the air what I told him, but, you know, it was no, you're not welcome here anymore, and you're not coming back here. You did the one thing that put me over the edge with your behavior and me allowing it to happen was you put my kids in danger. And that's it. We're done. And he didn't accept it really well, as you can probably figure out. But, you know, it takes that kind of, sometimes it takes that kind of a situation to give us women the impetus to figure out, you know what? We don't deserve this. Our kids sure don't deserve this. And you reach out to whoever you can reach out to get out of the situation.
Well, what would you say to women right now that are in an abusive relationship?
To sit back and you know, do a list. Can I leave? Can I leave? And make sure the can I leave that list ends up longer than, you know, can't I leave? And it's hard. It's really, really hard because you've been isolated from your friends, your family. There's all kinds of little nuances that go on, but they, And it takes a lot of courage to walk away from a situation like that, because you don't know if you're going to get stopped. You don't know if there's going to be prank phone calls. You don't know what's going to go on. But if a woman's got, say she's tied to a really good church, use the church's services to get out, and then they can direct you to places that are connected with the Boise Rescue Mission and other
Sure, the WCA, the Boise Rescue Mission.
Right, right. And it's if you've got somebody that you can turn to and feel safe with and know your kids are going to be okay with, and it's a good situation all the way around, then you know you feel safe and saying, I'm done, no more, I'm out of here.
All right, Linda, thank you.
And where's this church at?
It's right on State Street in Boise.
Okay. It's called?
Foothills Christian Church.
Foothills Christian Church. All right, I am going to be there Thursday night.
We'll see you then.
Okay, thanks, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our friend Linda, very heartfelt. Harley Brown is with us. He ran for governor. Now he's running for the presidency. Good morning, sir.
You don't have to call me sir, but good morning, Kevin Miller.
Now, let me hit you with this. When last we talked, you kind of hinted that, you know, big news that you were doing a television show. Is that still on?
Well, the guy, I don't know all the rules. This is my first time around the block on national TV. And Sam Mettler, the CEO of Mad Jack Entertainment, the guys who brought you Intervention, they got an Emmy Award for that. He says, Harley, don't go ahead and fly your colors about this, which is 180 from my modus operandi. He says, we want to make it a big surprise. So I'm not supposed to say that we're going to have a television show, so I'm not going to say it. Hint, hint. Yeah, they came up and did the sizzle reel a couple weeks ago, and that was a big success thanks to my operational commander, Kelly Bartholomew, my beloved campaign manager.
Now, hey, speaking of the sizzle reel, why don't you take care of your boy Miller here? We could have, you and I could have been on national TV together. You could have helped me out.
Hey, you ain't seen nothing yet. They're going to do a bunch of episodes. Once they sell this thing to a network, which is, you know, a done deal almost, according to Mettler, who's got a lot of connections, and, you know, he says this thing went off spectacularly. You know, we were doing a motorcycle run from Boise to a biker church out in Nampa, and we let one of the women bikers run, you know, lead the pack. And so the Hollywood guys are, you know, in their chase vehicles alongside of us, with their sticking out of their heads out with the cameras and cutting in front of the pack, leading out the tailgates with their cameras for 20 miles. And the first thing she said when we pulled into Rock and Rooster, she said, "Did you see those assholes on the freeway?" You know,
now you can't say those words, Harley.
Okay, did you observe those sphincter muscles on the highway? How's that?
Right.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Harley Brown with us, always spirited here at 580KIDO. On a serious topic, though, I thought I saw you at the wall dedication, and that was you incognito.
Well, I was wearing my CB retired hat, and I was wearing shorts and sandals, and I was driving a vehicle, you know, four-wheel, we call them cages. But, yeah, I was there with my little Cub Scout six-year-old son, and that was a real touched my heart. Vietnam. What a waste.
Do you see any parallels to what's going on today?
They're undeclared wars. That's why Hanoi Jane got off for doing what she did. She was tried for treason, but her lawyers got her off because Vietnam was not a declared war, and technically she got off on a legal, you know, these aren't declared wars. The Constitution says in Article 1, Section 8, Congress shall have the power to declare war, and these authorized use of military force doesn't cut it to me. You declare war and wipe out your enemies using every weapon in your arsenal. That's how I look at it. And we haven't done that since December 8th, 1941, the day after Pearl Harbor. And that conflict ended with a total annihilation of our enemies with atom bombs. You never send a Marine when you can send a bullet, and always send the biggest bullet you got. That was the quintessential example of that theory.
Harley Brown with us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. talking about his presidential campaign. What about folks that are going to say, well, Harley's just doing this as a joke?
Let them say what they want. It's not a joke. You know, I have such an abrasive personality that I like to use humor, a lot of it, like oil on gears that are grinding and burn up from the friction unless you pour that 90-weight oil on there, okay? And I say what I believe in my heart with the bark on all the time unless there's little old ladies around or somebody tells me not to do it for some technical reason like Sam Mettler. And that humor is like oil, man, because, you know, I could really start some real big fights because I don't back down and I'm 300 pounds and I got a brown belt in Hapkido and I'm an Irishman. So, you know, I could put out some damage and I don't want to get into fights. I want to be pleasant and nice.
So let's talk a little bit about this campaign here. By the way, if you have a question for Harley, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, what's your platform?
My platform is truth, justice, and the American way.
It sounds like Superman.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah, I like Superman. The thing is, it's domestic policy is to eliminate all these rules and regulations and unconstitutional agencies. And if you ever go down to the law library, there's rows and rows of these blue books called combined federal regulations that haven't been argued by our representatives. They've just been implemented by a bunch of bureaucrats, yet they have the power of law over us, and that's wrong. We're not the land of the free anymore. We're the land of the overregulated and oppressed. And to do these things, it costs $1 trillion over every year, or $600 billion to $1 trillion. They keep adding onto the deficit. I mean, that's the deficit, and they keep adding these annual deficits onto the national debt, and my kids and grandkids have to pay that off. What's wrong with that picture? I hate it. I mean, it's just self-destruction. This nation won't be able to. And right now, our national debt is beyond the gross national product. You know, the national debt's like $17.5 trillion, and the GNP's around $15 trillion. And, you know, economists say that once that tipping point has reached, we're in very dangerous state of affairs.
So speaking of dangerous state of affairs, are you going to go on the road here, or what are you going to do as far as your campaign?
Well, I got to get money, okay? Right now, you know, I've been paying for this campaign out of my own personal assets. And, you know, it's like trying to run a Dodge Power Wagon on a cold morning using the battery alone. But we're working on that. We're getting a corporation established so that the fundraising firms will touch us. And then I've got a fundraising guy who is coming on board to be the, you know, chief of fundraising for the entire campaign. And, you know, we need some, we need to kick in that 360 V8 motor, vroom, get the alternator going and, you know, start being self-sufficient. And we will. It's just, you know, these things take time and effort. And I got a wonderful staff of guys, fantastic men.
More coming up with Harley Brown. If you have a question, 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Good morning.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. 824, Kevin Miller in the morning. Harley Brown with us, presidential candidate. We go to Liberal Steve for Harley Brown with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO.
Hey, good morning, Mr. President.
Hey, don't get premature on me, Mr. Liberal. I'm going to need a good guy in my cabinet, Secretary of Liberal Affairs, somebody who understands these things and can brief me on, you know, what goes on between you people's
You want a head. Lib, really, in your cabinet?
I want somebody to run the interface between all the liberals out there and, you know, us conservative SOBs.
Well, I want you to consider me for an interview for a vice presidential candidate with you, Harley. If you can take a, you know, have an interview with a guy that paints his toenails, paints his fingernails, wears earrings and bandanas and 62 years old, But
well, wait a minute. Do you want someone who's painting his toenails there? Now, Harley, remember, we're on the air, so don't.
No, hey, look, man. I it's none of my business what you do, Steve. I'm just saying if you can do the job, and
I can do the job, Harley. You know I can do the job.
I don't know you, sir. I have a beer with you, or you know, or whatever you drink. You know, Pink Lady or whatever.
Shirley Temple.
You would not remember me, but about 20 years ago.
Oh boy, it's old home day.
I ran that Roby Creek twice.
Oh boy!
And you were sitting at a table smoking a cigar at the end of the race.
Yeah. You know, what's the listener benefit of you talking about Old Home Day?
Reminding.
Now, what are your qualifications, Harley? Do you have any hard-hitting questions for this guy?
Yeah, hey, look, Steve, dig this, man. Go to my website, which is harleybrownforpresident.com, okay? And that'll give you some contact information with my campaign manager, and I don't want to put you through a big bureaucracy.
Oh, yes, let's put him through a grueling, grinding interview
process. Fill out this 50-page application with documentation. No. You're not applying for a CIA agent job here, Steve. I need a guy I can get along with and a guy who understands liberals, okay? And somebody who can run interface between my biker administration, who understands conservative military guys and have no clue about how women's minds work or liberals' minds work.
So he would be your women's expert?
No, I need a woman for that. Or if he can handle the job. You know, I think women should come with instructions. That's my one of my favorite bumper stickers.
Come with instructions. What
women
do you mean?
Should come with instructions, yeah. But
I appreciate and I love the finer sex, the women. I don't see how we could live this world without them. But I'm against the war on drugs. I'm against illegal prostitution. I'm against having to go downtown and pay the sheriff $15 to carry a concealed weapon. I'm against going down to Mexico and trying stopping the cartel, which is just a big corporation.
Unlike you, Harley, you know, liberal Steve said he was going to run and never had enough guts to run.
No. Don't throw guts in there.
He wimped out when he ran for governor.
I've lost 100 pounds, so I'm down to 220. So
I don't understand.
I don't have enough guts.
You were a wimp.
Oh,
you want to wimp in your administration, Harley?
Well, we got to have a little bit of, the strongest steel, and I'm an engineer, a structural engineer. Steel has about 97% steel and about 3% trace elements like tungsten and copper and stuff like that. And those little alloys give it the strength. And so I want my administration to have a few trace elements in there, and you can be able to, you know, if we get these liberals and women, you can answer their questions and know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, I'll just tell them the truth. The thing is, Harley, they can't handle the truth. My tensile strength, since you're talking about structural engineering,
we don't need to really hear about his tensile strength. Harley, what do you think of the job that the president has done? Are you a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, I ran as a Republican, but this time I'm going into the target as an independent citizen because, one, I love to fight, and it's going to get real intense on the, 2016 fall. And also, the Republicans, their platform is beautiful, but they don't live up to it. They don't practice what they preach. You know, lower taxes, smaller government, more individual freedom. They don't do that. And so besides that, I feel like I'm a company commander of Marines hitting the beach that's defended by two army groups, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, millions of men. But I have a secret weapon. I have air supremacy with this TV show, and I got my B-52s up at 30,000 feet dropping atom bombs on them 24/7.
Right. But back to the president.
Yeah.
Do you believe he's done a good job?
Oh.
Or, I mean,
No.
Will you go after his administration or what?
Well, look what he's doing, for example, that war over there in ISIS, okay? He's telling everybody in the world what his strategy is. You don't do that. You sneak up on them and blow them away before they know what hit them. And that's going to cause us more lives and problems. He's going against what General Dempsey's recommending. You know, I don't believe in these wars, but I believe if you're going to fight them like a military professional and wipe out all your enemies. And the object of war is to inflict the maximum death, wounds, and destruction on your enemy in the minimum of time. And hydrogen bombs do that better than I've ever seen. But there's, you know, political repercussions to nuking our enemies, and it's also unconscionable to have the collateral damage of those innocent civilians. That has to be factored in. But just from a purely military standpoint, yeah, nuke them till they glow, and we still got a lot left in the arsenal. But again, that's playing with a lot of dangerous stuff.
All right, our friend Harley Brown with us here. Anything else you'd like to share with us here this morning?
Yes. A politician, although most of them are, a politician does not have to be a liar, cheat, or thief, but he must be a beggar. And if you guys could tune in to HarleyBrownForGovernor.com, there's a big page on there that says donate. And if you could do the price of a six-pack or a pack of cigarettes, like $5 for everybody who hears me, that would be deeply appreciated, especially this time of the
So you want us
conference.
To fund your adventure?
You know, it's just after-tax money, and you got better things to do with your money than blow it on some, you know, crazy politician. But please consider kicking in about $5 a piece, man. I'm not asking for a big donation, but, you know, every little bit helps. So the woman who pissed in the ocean.
Harley Brown, the one, the only. God bless. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
News and Wiley, weekdays at 6. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
63 degrees, Kevin Miller in the morning. Do you want to thank our friend Harley Brown for swinging in? And do want to remind you, we'll be talking about this now until, well, Friday morning, and that is to invite you to our rally to end domestic violence here in the state of Idaho. Foothills Christian Church, 7 o'clock. We'll have our friends from the Boise Rescue Mission. We'll have our friends from the Man Up Crusade. We're putting this together. We'd love for you to swing by. I was really moved by our friend Linda from Emmett, who decided to join us as well to talk about her experience. We go now to Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with the very latest on the NFL. Good morning, Jeff. All right. We won't go to Jeff Manasso. We'll move on. And we go to Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO. Good morning, Tea Party Bob.
Good morning, Kevin.
You're no Jeff Manasso.
Oh, no, definitely not. I'm not even close. great job on getting this together on Thursday night. I've got it up on our Facebook now, so we're ready to go with that.
Well, I appreciate your support at the Gem State Patriot.
I was listening to your conversation with Rachel Sutherland this morning, and she was talking about how we will not have to borrow any money for this war with ISIS. Now, where does everybody think the money's coming from? You know, we talk about a contingency fund. There is no contingency fund when you're $17 trillion in debt. There's no money at all, to be very honest with you. So I don't know where that comes from. And just a couple of words about this Alibaba. Now, if you decide to own this in your portfolio, and I am an old investment guy from way back, I suggest you take a course in Chinese accounting. The Chinese do not abide by our standard accounting practices. So you'll never really know the important financial aspects of the company. So how soon we forget how many Chinese solar companies have gone bankrupt.
Well, here's and you bring up a great point. Here's the bait and switch. The Chinese, as you say, do not have our level of transparency. And quite frankly, I think you have to be the biggest dope in the world to buy it just based on the fact that they don't have to tell you anything. And just doing business in China, very different from America.
Well, does anybody remember the $1 billion bankruptcy of Hoku, the plant we were supposed to build in Pocatello? That's the subsidiary of South China Industries Group. You know, when you deal with a foreign entity, they don't play by our rules. There's an old saying, it's called caveat emptor, let the buyer beware.
Then why in the world do you have people that are allegedly smart buying this stuff? Is it an impulse buy?
I think a lot of it is. I think a lot of this is all hype. I still think we're in a bubble, but, you know, again, that's just my opinion.
Here's the skinny on that at 580KIDO. You take a look at this Alibaba. It's an interesting concept where, let's say I want to buy chairs. They hook me up with someone who manufactures them. On the other hand, though, it's kind of like buying a book from Amazon. The great thing about going to the bookstore is you get to look at the book before you buy it. Who's to say that you don't get a bunch of junk, you know, made in China?
Well, I have a policy now, Kevin. If it says China on it, I try not to buy it.
That is tough to do, though.
It is. It's very difficult. I mean, virtually 80% of the products that most people buy now are made in China.
Right, and if not China, Vietnam, and the like.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I was talking to a young lady at the Wall, and you're going to love this one. And she said, you know, Kevin, I was at a market, and I think I was at Costco, and somebody wanted me to have some shrimp, and they were from Vietnam. And she goes, you know, I'm not eating it. The guy goes, no, come on, it's a great deal. Why wouldn't you do it? And she goes, because we lost 58,000 Americans in that war.
Very good point.
Yeah.
You know, we don't think about those things. We buy things every day. If I took a look at my grocery bill and I took a look at the things I buy, I would bet you that at least 50% of those things are made in China and all come from China or a foreign country.
Well, it all comes back to globalism and NAFTA and GATT, and we don't see the same opportunities that you had or I had for kids today.
I mean, the important thing here is to try and rebuild our country and not everybody else's, and that's what we seem to have been doing for the last 10 years.
That's the scary part of it. But again, Tea Party Bob, we appreciate you. Getting back to this Alibaba thing, I think this is a huge story, and what happens if it goes bust? You have, I mean, how many billions of dollars thrown into this thing?
Well, you know, a billion here, a billion there. Do you think the Chinese really care whether part of their companies go bust, or one of their companies go bust, or 100 of them go bust? And there have been hundreds of them that are gone bust.
Right.
But most people never hear about that. You don't hear about those things because they don't advertise them. There's no free press to tell anybody anything about this.
Well, there is for quite some time, and then you get the boot. Then you got to go.
Yes, exactly.
Then you go to the re-education camps, and which is amazing because, you know, we're doing business with these type of folks.
Yeah, and you know, that's the disturbing part about it. Everybody says we should be worried about China. China should be worried about us because we buy, I would guess, 70% of the products that they sell. We are the biggest part of their export in the world. And if we stop buying, they're not going to be producing an awful lot for a lot of other people. It's something interesting to think about when you talk about all the debt that they own of our debt. This is a match that you can't break up. It would be like a divorce that would be the most costly divorce in the history of mankind.
Right, but on the other hand, their military continues to move against us, and they continue to cyber attack us.
Well, that's never going to stop. I mean, they want our information. They want to know everything they can about the United States, about our patents, about how we build things. How do you think they become so powerful over the last 10 years? I mean, every company that goes over there and opens up has to open up all of their technology to them. General Motors did it. They put a $2 billion plant over there, had to open up all of their technology to the Chinese.
General Motors, Boeing, and everybody.
Sure. I mean, we're going to be buying Chinese cars very shortly over here.
You know, they tried to make a run at that to begin with, and it didn't play out, but we'll see.
It's coming. Believe me. It's just around the corner.
All right, our great friend Tea Party Bob joining us here at 580KIDO. We appreciate that, sir.
Have a great day, Kim, and a great show today. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, how serious is the ISIS threat? Well, let's take a look at, what Dianne Feinstein has to say.
I have a picture of what I estimate to be a six-year-old girl in a gingham party dress, white tights, a little red band around her wrist, Mary Jane's, and she's lying on the ground, and her head is gone. This could be an American child. It could be a European child. It could be a child anywhere. And this is the mentality of the group that we are so concerned with.
Will we take it seriously? The president says yes.
Last month, I gave the order for our military to begin taking targeted action against ISIL. Since then, American pilots have flown more than 170 airstrikes against these terrorists in Iraq. And France has now joined us in these airstrikes.
Here's the strange thing about it. The president keeps talking about this international coalition, but they won't reveal which company or which country is involved or the extent of their involvement. Well, they don't want to tip off ISIS or ISIL. If that's the case, if they're afraid to be even mentioned in name, how effective can they be? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I think she had her 3 a.m. moment. She didn't answer the phone, and I think it absolutely should preclude her from being considered for higher office.
Rand Paul talking about Hillary Clinton. Good morning. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580-KIDO.
He's amended Obamacare, 20, 30 times on his own. He's doing immigration policy on his own. He's now gone to war on his own. These rules were set in place. We say we're a nation of laws. We're for the rule of law. And yet on a daily basis, he goes beyond that. It is a terrible tragedy.
Terrible tragedy, but have any of us really woken up to it?
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
And finally, here's our ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power.
I will make you a prediction, George, which is that we will not do the airstrikes alone.
There we have it. So the airstrikes underway by the French. And if you missed it, ISIS has issued a statement basically calling all of us out and saying, oh, America, oh, its allies. And then they have a special smackdown for the French where they do not seem to be impressed with these airstrikes, where they do not cower in fear, where they seem to be calling us out with a new threat. Do we have that here? Okay, let's take a listen to, actually, I'm just going to read it. In a speech titled, Indeed, Your Lord is Ever Watchful, and released over social media, Abdul Mohammed al-Nadidi urged members of the Muslim faith to take violent action against disbelievers by any means necessary. Any means necessary. And here is specifically what he said. Oh, America. Oh, its allies. Oh, crusaders. By the way, this goes back to our Western civilization classes where we had the crusaders, where we had other folks going to the Holy Land to liberate it. To liberate it indeed. We have warned you that today we are in a new era. If you can kill a disbelieving American or European, especially the spiteful and filthy French or an Australian or a Canadian or any other disbeliever from the disbelievers waging war, including the citizens of the countries that entered into a coalition against the Islamic State, kill him in any manner or any way, however it may be. However, it was not immediately clear to what extent the recordings have been verified. So they're out there. They're saying, bring it on. And we're still trying to figure out our strategy. We're still trying to figure out the threat. We're still trying to get it together. And look, the buck stops with this administration. Or do you blame someone else? How many times did we see and hear the president? I mean, the president had it tough on Friday because everybody was covering, and it was surreal. I was sitting here in the broadcast center doing blogging, and everybody's covering Roger Goodell. At the same time, the president is saying, we're not going to send troops on the ground. Do you believe him? Those of you that have been on the ground, those of you that have warned, Kevin Miller, this is Vietnam all over again. Kevin Miller, watch out for mission creep. Heck, you even have General Dempsey stating before God, country, and the Queen that he believes that if air power doesn't work, we're going to have to send our men and women back. And if you're a member of the armed services, getting the short shift from this administration. Talk about answering the call of duty. Talk about taking the next step. And people say, well, Kevin, it's we're isolationists. We're this, we're that, and the other. I understand that. But these people will not stop. I believe that these people will not stop until we're gone, until the kids are gone, or your grandkids. And they mean it. This is not a 5-year, 10-year, 20-year war, as Rachel Sutherland was talking about. This is a war that goes back to the Crusades, that goes back to Richard the Lionheart. This is not fiction. This is fact. This is how they view it. We'll talk about it next. Time for traffic, 580KIDO. And we're forming a panel, a coalition of the willing to rally against domestic violence. We heard about the murder-suicide, the airman in Mountain Home killing a kid. These issues are coming to our doorstep. They have for quite some time. Let's get the information out. Let's find out what we can do to stop this before it happens. Foothills Christian Church, this Thursday, 7 o'clock. I ask you to join us. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Emmett.